knew it was going to be a tough game coming down to Longford. Potential banana skin, as they say, but just glad to get out and get in through to the next round. I suppose those stages of the game, especially in the first half for Longford, couldn't miss. They were kicking a couple of wonderful long range scores, and they'd really been proud of. I suppose there were stages in the game maybe where I could have scored a goal or two, but the keeper made a couple of great saves and kept them in it. But fair play to Longford. Coming down here, we knew it was going to be tough, and they definitely put it up to us 3-8.
And it was no surprise that they did put it up to you. They were ahead by a point, I think, at half time.
Yeah, I suppose they had nothing to lose, thrown at everything, I suppose, to lose in terms of nobody really gave Longford much of a chance, I think. But in saying that, I suppose the past reputation of Longford down here, they have got a couple of great results, and we're just glad to get out of it.
And that little bit of experience was very important in the second half. Tyrone started very strongly with a goal, of course, but the experience was vital.
Yeah, I think we wanted to get a good start in the second half. We wanted to get a good start in the first half too, but essentially we never really got that. But in the second half, we got the goal and a couple of points to settle as well, and we moved the ball well, and we're dominant through it around the middle. Sean and Aidan dominated, I think, got a lot of balls, and it proved to be vital in the end.
And very disappointing, of course, to lose the Ulster semi-final to Donegal. But Tyrone are very familiar with the qualifier route. They've won two All-Irelands this way.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose looking at the disappointment a couple of weeks ago, that's over us now. We'll just have to get on with it. And the back door has served us well in the past, I suppose, with 08. But in saying that, it's good to get the games every week, and we'll be glad to get out again next week.
And the important thing is to get some momentum going from tonight and move on from there.
Well, I said, I suppose we just can't be happy with getting the result tonight, and we just want to get on and get moving and get a bit of momentum, look at maybe the positives that went well today and work on for next week, and also equally the things that maybe didn't go so well for us. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of video work done this week and work done in the training pitch too to rectify all that.